USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Declaring victory. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared victory in the 2020 election Saturday after multiple media outlets called Pennsylvania for him. President Donald Trump is still disputing the results in several states as the campaign has filed legal challenges in Arizona and Pennsylvania and is asking for a recount in Wisconsin. Speaking to supporters Saturday night, Biden said he'd work to win the confidence of all Americans.
I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify. Who doesn't see red states and blue states, only sees the United States. And work with all my heart, with the confidence of the whole people, to win the confidence of all of you.
USA Radio News has not called the race for Biden, but will wait until all legal challenges are resolved. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The UAE is relaxing some of its restricted law code. Kenneth Burns has the details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
The United Arab Emirates announced a major overhaul of the country's Islamic personal laws. They're now allowing unmarried couples to cohabitate. They've also loosened alcohol restrictions and criminalized so-called honor killings. The broadening of personal freedoms reflects the changing profile of a country that has sought to build itself as a westernized, skyscraper-studded destination for tourists, fortune seekers, and businesses, despite its Islamic legal code. The announcement follows a historic U.S. brokered deal to normalize relations between the country and Israel, which is expected to bring an influx of Israeli tourists and investment. From the East Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Coronavirus cases in the U.S. continue to rise as the country has set a new record for daily new cases in each of the last 3 days. 126,000 new cases were reported on Friday, with the rolling 7-day average nearing 100,000 cases for the first time. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
This is Fred Weinberg, CEO of USA Radio Networks. Many people have asked me why we have not called the presidential race for Joe Biden. It's not our job, nor is it the job of any other news media. That is the job of the Electoral College on December the 14th. There will be court battles, press conferences, statements. Our job is to report that to you. Many of our competitors have a very inflated opinion of themselves. We're reporters, not pundits. When the electors decide, we'll tell you. If it goes to court, we'll tell you. If the courts make a decision, we'll tell you. But we won't pull out a Ouija board, close our eyes, and take a guess. Stay tuned.
A Michigan family grows after they welcome number 15. Kenneth Burns has the details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
A Michigan couple whose large family has attracted attention by growing to include 14 sons has welcomed their first daughter nearly 3 decades after the birth of their first child. Kateri Schwant gave birth Thursday to Maggie Jane and entered a world filled with 14 older brothers. Jay Schwant said he and his wife, both 45, are overjoyed and beyond excited to add Maggie Jane to the family. The Schwants have been featured for years in local and national media as their family has grown. The couple have a live streaming program called 14 Outdoorsmen. From the East Coast Bureau of the USA Radio Network, I'm Kenneth Burns.
And Texas has become the first U.S. state to pass 1 million coronavirus cases. The state has been adding about 6,800 new cases a day on average for the last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.